All the friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what a peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needs a plane we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is March 29, 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Open Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor Ihe Adeboye. The topic for today's daily devotion is He Did It All For You, Part 1. The topic once again, He Did It All For You, Part 1. A memory verse is taken from John 3, 16. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's do it one more time. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Our Bible reading this morning is taken from Romans chapter 5, verse 6 to 8. Romans 5, verse 6 to 8. And I read. I will be reading the NLT version. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we are still sinners. That's the end of today's Bible reading. The topic once again is He Did It All For You, Part 1. When Jesus Christ was on the cross, He appeared to be helpless. This was a man who could call 12 legions of angels to come to His rescue, yet He was nailed to a cross, and it seems like He was helpless. Truly, what can a person whose hand and feet have been nailed to the cross do? For example, while Jesus was on the cross, He said, "I thirst." Instead of giving Him water, they gave Him vinegar, and He could do nothing about it. This was not because He did not have the power to do whatever He wanted, but because if He had saved Himself at that time, you and I would have become prey to the devil. So because of His love for us, He was helpless. He became helpless so that you can be helped. If you have been washed by the blood of Jesus, you will never lack help in Jesus' name. On the cross, Jesus was lonely. He cried in Matthew 27:46, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" He was not even talking about how His disciples forsook Him. They left Him when He was arrested. But now, even God forsook Him. That was the biggest heartbreak for Him, because there had never been a time when God was not with Him. However, He went through all this so that God can be with you always. He went through that grueling experience so that you will never be alone, and so that whenever you call on God, He will answer you. Everything that happened at Calvary was sorrowful for Jesus. You cannot experience such pain and shame and not be sorrowful. He, however, put Himself through that sorrow so that you can have joy. Therefore, if you are truly washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, everything casting you sorrow is banished now in Jesus' name. He did it all for you to have a life that is beyond what this world can give you, eternal life. The question now is, are you enjoying the benefit of the sacrifice He made for you on the cross? Are you truly washed in His blood? Are you living your life like Christ? The benefit of sacrifice He paid are only for those who live holy. Anyone who truly lives holy will experience the benefits of Jesus, that Jesus sacrificed on the cross. I've made up my mind to live holy for the rest of my life. What about you? The key point today is only those who live holy will enjoy the benefit of Jesus' death on the cross. This is today's end of today's daily devotion. I will see you tomorrow. Let somebody shout, Hallelujah! Hallelujah!